Some quick news for you. Occupy Wall Street protesters across the country are considering what's next after they were evicted and then told they could only come back without tents in some cities. In New York, the number of protesters thinned out last night. The BBC says about 30 people remained after a judge there ruled that they could stay in Zuccotti Park but without tents or camping gear. Oakland and Berkeley officials have similar bans. The occupiers in Oakland have scattered across the city, and protesters are camping out at UC Berkeley with tents in spite of the ban there. Boston occupiers still there in numbers, but they're seeking a restraining order to stop police from removing their encampment down the road. Meanwhile, mayors of the cities that evicted protesters are denying that the actions were coordinated. That charge came when it was revealed that 11 mayors participated in a conference call last week about the protests. But a spokeswoman for Portland, Oregon's mayor told MSNBC the call was more of a therapy session than a way to strategize on closing encampments. So what do you think is next for the Occupy movement? We asked you on our website and our Facebook page. Johnny Frog says the brand for this movement is already shot. People see it as an aimless movement. Complaints, no solutions. But Glenn Koenig writes, I'm very optimistic. The movement's just getting started. Of course, there will be many challenges. That's natural in the early stages of anything. But make no mistake, this is the start of a new chapter in a massive worldwide cultural change. Stay tuned. Others wrote they felt that the brand, the movement, had made its point, had victory. It was time to shut down. Let us know what you think, herenow.org.